email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE.
Anything good happened, yeah. Now, that's gas. The ads, fads and mad happenings that swept the Irish nation is a new book by Sarah Cassidy and Cúnac McGann, who both joined me in studio. Good afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon, Ray. How are you?
Good. Good afternoon, Cúnac.
Good afternoon, Ray.
Yeah. Well done on this. It's an A to Z. And you've, what you've done is all the little stories and little ads and TV programmes and songs and events that make us uniquely who we are.
Yeah.
It's like the Taylor Crisps of a book, isn't it?
Or King.
Or
Kyo.
You need to come in here. Yeah.
Orcios.
Sorry, I'm laughing because Sarah's headphones just fell off and hit the microphone. And we were joking just before we went on that there's a giddiness around the place and anything could happen, which it probably can. So it's an A to Z and they're all laid out there. And what we've done is to embellish the whole thing. It's a good read in itself, but we've got loads of clips.
Great.
Yeah, audio
Sounds
clips, because that's what we do here. We're radio, okay. now, it struck me immediately, the first thing you see is a graphic representation of who on the cover?
Teresa Mannion.
Aha.
Who else?
Yes, go on, give us the context to that.
So we probably all remember it. 2015, I think it was called Storm Desmond, and Teresa Mannion, all windswept and interested in up in Salt Hill, I think, wasn't it? Where she said...
Go on, you say it, play it.
She said, no unnecessary journeys.
Don't make unnecessary journeys. Don't take risks on treacherous roads. And don't swim in the sea.
There you go, Teresa Mannion. Yes. And then, of course, they took it and they made dance tracks out of it and she went global.
She went viral. It was huge.
Yeah. And that's, so she is the little, and she says it all really, because that wouldn't have happened anywhere else in the world, just in Ireland.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so that's sort of a public service announcement information, and you mentioned in under I the iodine tablets.
Yeah, so we all got these through our door in case of like nuclear attack, which I think is kind of funny, like, oh, there's a nuclear attack. Where are those iodine tablets at the back of the press or in the drawer with the tea towels? Or
anyway. You may laugh, but we held on to them until just last month.
I think they're gone off.
Okay, I just found them in the medicine cabinet.
Joe Jacob was the minister responsible, and he appeared on the Marion Finucane show. And she was asking him about the iodine tablets and what would happen in the event of a nuclear fallout. Here we go.
Don't drink the water.
Yes, yes. Take your iodine tablet.
Yeah, how did I get my iodine tablet?
That will be in the fact sheet when it gets to your home, okay?
No, but you Marian, tell me. No, you have the fact sheet. Marian, how do I get my iodine tablet?
You have to love the late Marion Finucane.
Absolutely.
There was a cheekiness about her, wasn't there?
There really was.
Straight talker.
While we're on public service announcements and information, let's play this.
Remember, look for a safe place. Don't hurry, stop and wait.
Look all around and listen before you cross the road.
Okay, Cúnac, take it away.
Let all the traffic past you, then walking straight across you.
Keep watching.
That's the safe cross code.
Now, that originated back in 1970, fronted by Judge and sung by the late...
Brendan Grace,
yes.
Isn't that right?
Oh, was
yes.
It?
Yeah.
And there's been a number of iterations of it since.
There have, and they kind of put a beat to it and made it all funky and did cartoons and everything, but it didn't take off the same way. All the kids our age knew it and sang it. You went through your six steps before I did. I don't know about you, Sarah.
Ah, that's gas is the new book, and we're talking to the authors Sarah Cassidy and Cúnac McGann. It's an A to Z of the little idiosyncrasies that make us who we are, as in Irish. So 1994, and it was an ad for Guinness. And like, who would have thought this would have become so popular, Sarah?
Yeah, I know. And because if you went out, so it was Joe McKinney, right. An actor. And if you went out to like a nightclub, everyone was like round the floor doing the hats.
Yep.
Just sidewalking.
Yeah, so he was sort of waving his fingers at a pint of Guinness. I actually did a promo for The Den where I waved my fingers at a blue bucket, Socky's blue bucket. That's there somewhere. Hopefully I can find it and destroy it. But there you go. While we're on ads, this is my favourite because this particular soft drink is huge still in our house at Christmas.
It
is huge.
It's a Christmas drink.
Yeah.
Sidona, calm. calms every thirstquake.
Sidona calms every thirstquake. So
it sounds like it's going to save the world as well, doesn't it?
And iodine tablets.
So I was, if I was, you know, talking to anybody in Sidona, they could rebrand it now as alcohol-free cider.
Yeah, actually, that's what it is.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what the kids thought it was, but I'm not sure there's a direct correlation, is there?
Well, it's made from apples.
Apples and it's fizzy.
Come on. Are you a fan of Sidona?
Sidona always in our house at Christmas, yes. Absolutely. And the kids used to drink it and feel very sophisticated and kind of, you know, a little bit naughty.
Yeah, because it has, it looks like a drink. It looks like an alcoholic drink.
Yeah.
That's a really brilliant ad. And speaking of Christmas and advertisements...
Everyone's going to be singing that now. For the whole weekend. It stays in your head.
It was like the original. What did they call it? An earwig, isn't it?
Earworm.
An earworm.
Yeah, an earwig is something completely different. Where do we get these two? How did she actually manage to get it together to do
a
book?
We're much better with the written word, right?
An earwig. Okay. So as well as ads and public information, of course, you cover some of the big sporting events. And the brilliant thing about sporting events is that they're communal. We're all sitting there watching them, cheering on. We're a small country. Yeah. We punch above our weight in certain things. So this one, Eamon Coughlin, Sarah.
I was only four, so I don't really remember this, but my dad would still talk about it, like getting up. He's a huge sports fan and he would have got us up to watch other things as well, like big races and sat on like during the Olympics or whatever. But this was a big moment for Irish sport, wasn't it?
Yeah, 1983, 14th of August, and Eamon Coughlin's taken part in the 5,000 metres in the World Championships in Helsinki. There you go, Eamon Coughlin winning gold. And then you mentioned Italian 90, obviously, but it's just a bit overplayed, so we're going to leave that out. I can do an impersonation of George Hamilton if you like. A nation holds its breath.
That's what his book is called. I heard that on the radio.
Yes, it is. Yeah. I'd say it's a great book. So this is the shortest clip is a 4-second clip. It's the Donovan brothers from the 2016 Olympics.
Olympics, yeah. Pull it to be as fast as you can go and close your eyes and pull like a dog.
Pull like
Brilliant.
A dog.
Absolutely. That's a classic.
Isn't it?
Do you know what's great fun to go on to? Isn't it YouTube that has subtitles for that one and they're trying to make sense of what the lads are saying and it looks just like gobbledygook altogether. They can't make sense, make head nor tail of it.
They need subtitles for this one as well. She go in, buckle bar, buckle girl, buckle and they not know no buckle at all. She go in, buckle bar, buckle two, buckle and they not know no buckle at all. Richie Kavanagh. What year is that from?
Oh, genie.
1997. He won an Irma Award for best single that year.
Did he?
Yes.
I knew it.
Do you know what she's just thinking of his dungarees is all right. She's been distracted.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It was hugely popular. And
hugely popular,
like,
yes.
And outside of Ireland because... people thought it was a curse.
Yes, yeah, yes.
Yeah, and indeed, hugely popular with my two sons now since they've heard it because they can do it with a cheeky grin
yes,
at me.
Yes, and did you know that the late Gerry Ryan championed that? That they got it in to the office
and
they were saying, oh, look, listen to this. And then Gerry said, look, I'll play that. And that's where it all started for Richie Kavanagh in Fuckalella. So there you go.
And a legend was born.
Now, while we're on novelty songs that hit the charts, this went to number three. Let's see what year. In the year 2000. I speak like a mouse, but you'll always hear me asking, who's in the house? Who's in the house? Jesus in the house. Who's in the house? Jesus in the house. Who's in the house? Jesus in the house. Things have changed for that man.
When we were talking about the book, I actually don't know. I didn't know this song. I don't know how I didn't know it.
I insisted on putting it in. It had to go in.
Yes.
Father Brian and the Fun-Loving Cardinals, I think it was. Yeah. Classic. Absolute.
And that is Brendan O'Connor.
That's Brendan O'Connor, yeah.
Who's on RT Radio 1 tomorrow and Sunday morning.
There you go.
So there you go. Who's in the House? Went to number three, as I said. So it was a big hit back in the day.
Yeah.
It was on the back of his appearances on Don't Feed the Gondolas.
Don't Feed the Gondolas.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. TV programmes, there's only one in our little list of clips. Bosco.
Gotta love Bosco.
We don't really need to say any more, do we? Do we?
The man, the legend.
But was he a man?
Oh, this is it.
Was he a boy? Yeah.
He was before his time, actually.
He was kind of non-binary. Gender fluid.
That's right.
Yeah, gender fluid. Yeah. Bosco's gender fluid there, that's official.
An absolute, I mean, how loved. How loved in Irish households.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get the end of it. No, we won't. 10 seconds. We run out of time. Okay. So we're still on sort of novelty songs of sorts. This is more a comedy song than a novelty song. And you can sing along at home.
My lovely horse running through the fields. Where are you going with your fetlocks blowing in the wind? I want to shower you with sugar lumps and ride you over fences. Polish your hooves every single day and send you to the horse dentist.
Adla Hanlon and Dermot Morgan.
Ah, brilliant, isn't it? Absolutely brilliant.
That is classic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Our pennies, yes, we've mentioned that already. TK Lemonade, is that going to mention? No, there you go.
Red Lemonade, yeah. Fish. There's a few things that we think about afterwards that we should have put in, but...
You see, that's the problem with doing these things.
That is. Yes. We're just inviting criticism, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
When you make a list, it's what's left out of the list. That's what people notice.
I know.
The Penny's Christmas Jingle was written by Sean Davey.
No way, really?
The Piper with Planxty. I checked, this seems to be true. There you go.
Very good.
Onion rings... with a curly whirly bar. I don't know if that's for ye to include in your book or flavour for the Christmas. Right, we're big enough.
Either way, it's no. Okay.
Trick question, what year is that from?
It's the year 2000.
Maniac 2000.
I was 21 that year. This is always remind me of my 21.
We're building up to a crescendo. The book is Ah, That's Gas, the Ads, Fads and Mad Happenings That Swept the Irish Nation. Yes.
Patriotic.
I enjoyed that. Sarah. Thank you very much. Good luck with the book.
Thank you.
There'll have to be an audio version after that. That's it from us. Cormac's on the way. We are back on Monday at 3 o'clock. Enjoy your weekend.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.